be a 2 and a 10, maybe? I've seen that called. But we'll get it deciphered here in a moment as we have 9:50 left to go in the game. Rapids leading 10-1 over Battle Creek. Going to have another two-minute power play coming. 52-18 shot advantage. That penalty charging penalty, that's and then a 10-minute game misconduct. So Rapids, two-minute power play coming up. Hausfelder shot wide of the mark. Tudich, he stops it from going out of the zone. Hausfelder working to his right. Centering pass across the way to Allstrand. He can't hold on to it. Tudich, high slot back to Hausfelder. Hausfelder shot. Far corner goal! Hausfelder gets his second goal of the night. And that's a power play. And it's an 11-1 hockey game, 9:22 to go. So that's, if it wasn't over after the first period, it's definitely over now.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And no disrespect to Battle Creek, but there's quite the difference between the River Kings where they are right now and where Battle Creek is right now. But that could, you know, both teams could get hot. Battle Creek could get hot and maybe see them at Nationals. You never know.
Yeah, it's always a close one.
As Rapids wins that faceoff again, Williams sends up McNeish across the way there. That is Locker. As McNeish gives chase in the corner. McNeish battling down in there. Big scrum down there as Rapids trying to get possession and Battle Creek trying to get it out of the zone. Again, that was at 10:38, and Tudich and Allstrand on the assists. So Hausfelder with his second goal. So one player with a hat trick, two with two goals. So we'll see if we can get two more hat tricks. I don't think you want to run up the score either, but it's 8.5 left to go in the game, and Battle Creek sends it down. No icing will be called as Nelson was in the vicinity, sends it up to Locker. Locker with the puck, back behind the goal. 8:18 left to go with Locker getting the puck up in the neutral ice. Puck squirts down into the offensive zone for Rapids, but sent right back out by Battle Creek as we got 8 minutes to go with an 11-1 hockey game. Rapids over Battle Creek. Bulldog over to Nelson. Nelson back to Bulldog. Up to Williams. Williams gets out of the zone, and there goes Locker. Locker. One-on-one opportunity, shot low. That is blocked by Kritzman. Sends it way back out to neutral ice, and Rapids back on the attack. Bulldog lets everybody get back on sides, and now Rapids will have the attack with 7:40 left to go. Last touched by Rapids, so no icing. As Williams, puck in the near corner. Bulldog, he sends it back down around. Locker with it again, right about the circles. Centering pass by... I believe that was Locker, and there was Williams, excuse me, and then it was covered up by Kritzman. So we get another stoppage, 7:22 to go in regulation with Rapids leading 11-1. 56-18 shot advantage. I don't think we're going to quite see the 70-17 that we did last night, but still it's one-sided either way you slice it. Other scores going on right now that I was aware of at this second intermission. Northwest Express, they were still leading over the Squatch, and that's still there in the middle of the third period. That's a big game there, as if Rapids is going to win this game, the Squatch, if they lose it, they will trail Rapids in those standings as we go into the last set of games for Rapids before Christmas and New Year's break. Rapids gets the puck down into the zone. Lang gives chase for Battle Creek. He gets there first. Still a lot of hockey to play that you don't really need to watch the standings too much yet, but it's always something to talk about as sports broadcasters, announcers, journalists, they all have to have something to talk about. And whether the players like it or not, it's something you got to do.
Yeah, we definitely take a look at them. Every point matters, you know. And if sometimes you lose a point, it can come back to bite you at the end of the season. So,
Gillian, he weaves through some defense. He centers it. Nobody home. I know he's hoping to get through for a goal, but he's going to have a teammate there with him as well. As Rapids gets the puck back out, center ice. 6:17 left to go is Battle Creek. Just trying to tie up the puck, really. Try to generate an opportunity if they can. But Rapids is still pressing on an attack. As we have time running down, 6 minutes left to go, 11-1 hockey game. Williams carries the puck into the zone. It's pushed to the boards. Williams centers it to Garcia. Garcia can't generate a shot. Battle Creek's defense was there, creating trouble. Broken stick laying on the ice, and that is being sent away. Not sure whose stick that was, but it's still laying out there as Rapids controls the puck out into their zone. Big pass sent out to McNish just outside the blue line. Bounces back towards the Rapid side, and there's a shot, and it's covered up by McGibbons. 5:35 left to go as we just have that much time remaining in this final home game of the 2024 year before we got two more coming up next week in Hudson before the Christmas and New Year's break. Faceoff going to be coming to the glove side of McGibbons, controlled by Rapids. As Rapids gets underway, as that was Raffert, sends up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, crossway to Locker, nobody home. That was tended for Locker. Battle Creek gets there first as the puck was sent through the slot. Battle Creek comes around as Rapids picks up the puck, neutral ice. McNish giving chase. Williams, Locker, trying to get close to the goal and in the slot position. As Rapids, as the puck pushed away, Battle Creek clears it up to neutral ice. Under 5 minutes left to go. Dish up to Williams. Locker crashing hard. That puck is turned away by Kritzman. He holds the post. Battle Creek gets there. 4:49 left to go. 11-1 hockey game. As McNish gets pushed, and there is a stoppage. And we'll see what the call is on that. As referee comes over to the scorer's booth. As that will be, maybe that's a rough call. That's Locker going into the box for Rapids. So Battle Creek, they get a power play here. 4:43 to go in the contest, trailing 11-1. So it's playing for pride here at this point for Battle Creek. As 15:17 time of the period. As Battle Creek holding the zone, just not being able to generate any shots yet. Sebesto sends it across, and that is a shot turned away by the defense as Rapids attempts to clear the zone. Sebesto sends it back down. Ricky sends it to the slot, but Rapids comes away with it. Raffert tries to clear it, and he does. Sends it down the length of the ice. Stopped by Kritzman, 4:10 to go. As they don't have the power play up on the board, or unless they don't have it up on the board. A little surprised at that. As we continue on, Battle Creek with the 5-on-4 advantage. Shot taken inside the blue line. McGibbons, he gets that stop. Puck is loose. Backhand opportunity. Backhanded up and a score for Battle Creek. And that's Sebesto really showing off. An 11-2 hockey game. But good for him. The young man scored. Can't be too upset with him on that by being happy about it. As it's now an 11-2 hockey game. 56-20. Shot advantage for Rapids. Now it's a little disappointing. I'm sure Rory's not exactly happy with that situation. But, well,
no, there's not much you can do there. It's, you know, when the puck's in that tight, you know, it's a scramble. So sometimes you don't even know where it goes.
That was Nate Fricky. And on the goal. as Rapids controls the puck. Nelson gets it low. So they're actually giving that to Sebesto with an assist to Fricky. As we are underway, under 3 minutes left to go in this contest. Diamond with the puck, just kind of skating it around. I don't know how much they really want to try to score again. Nelson shot from the point, way wide of the mark. And Bulldog can't get there to hold the zone. 2:44 left to go in this contest. Rapids up 11-2 over the Colonels. Puck sent up. And there's a icing was going to be called. It was waved off. Denti gets down low. Diamond centers it. Nobody home for Rapids as there's a collision. Diamond's helmet pops off, so there's instantly a stoppage of play. Safety reasons, as there should be. And 2:25 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 11-2. We got an update score. 8:14 left to go. The Squatch, they got one back, so they're only trailing 2-1 now. So for the Rapids faithful, hopefully the Express can hold on. That those points, they might come up big later in the season. Battle Creek sends puck up, neutral ice, 2:12 left to go in the game. Puck carried over by Hamilton, Battle Creek. Tried to clear it, hit Allstrand, who brings it back into the zone. Centering pass, Schweitzer, Chevy Alexander shot, rebound, way wide of the net. As Allstrand fighting down there low. Denti back down there as well. Tricky got his pocket pick. Denti shot. Steered wide. Centering attempt. That was wide through. Denti, he couldn't get a stick on it. Garcia from the point. Shot. That's redirected high and into the netting. Allstrand had a chance to drive home his, what would be his, I believe that would be his second goal if that would have gone through, but it did not. So a minute 36 left to go in the contest. Rapids up 11-2. There'll be a face-off to the blocker side of Kritzman. Puck drop. And that's controlled by Battle Creek. That was Sebesto with the puck. Sends it back. Raffert stops it. Holds his own. Minute and a half to go. Blocker over on the far side. Battle Creek holds it in. Can't get it out of the zone. Rapids applying very little pressure as Battle Creek gets it up. Sebesto pushes it into the zone. Raffert stops, sends it back. Big bounce off the boards. And there's LeBaron. He falls down, and it's a 1-0. As McNish, he tries, left it, and he leaves it back for Williams, and he shoots it right into the belly of Kritzman. And we've got a stoppage. 1:01 left to go in the game. So Rapids wanted to bury another one to get a 10-goal lead back, but that's not going to happen on that possession as we have a face-off again to the blocker side of Kritzman with 1 minute to go in the game. 1 minute, third period. Rapids does not control that puck as Battle Creek does. Get it up out of the zone as Kirkab. Rapids sends it back up out of their zone and it's sitting neutral ice. 43 seconds go in the game. Rapids trying to keep it down in the zone. Williams knocks it back into the defensive zone for Battle Creek, and it goes to far corner. LeBaron's there. He can't quite get a stick on it. As McNish, he gets there. He sends it back to Beauchamp just inside the blue line. Sends it up. That was Williams. 21 seconds to go. Just kind of running out the clock here. Battle Creek sends it up into neutral ice. Rapids just trying to keep it in front of them. Don't give up any opportunities here. 12 and a half to go. Beauchamp applies a good check in open ice over to Raffert on the far side. Raffert chips it up, gets it out of the zone with 3 seconds, 2 and 1. And that is your hockey game. And that is a River Kings winner over the Battle Creek Colonels, 11-2. Very good night for the River Kings. As they are able to get the sweep, a big sweep, over Battle Creek. It was a very one-sided weekend as this game It was pretty much the same way as it was last night. Rapids scored 6 goals in the first period. Beauchamp, Obstfelder, Tudich, Beauchamp, Ilion, and McNeish all scored goals in that first period. But that second period, Elk Creek, boy, they didn't quit. They got the first goal unassisted, shorthanded by Zachary Wolf. But then it was Rapids with 2 answers, Ilion and Raffert, to close out that second period. And it was an 8-1 hockey game. Well, that third period then came around as we had 3 more River Kings goals. Those all to Allstrand, Beauchamp, and Obstfelder. 1 power play for that. And then closing out the scoring was the Colonels as Sebesto scored with 16:15 into the period. That was all she wrote there. Rapids, they held a 60-20 advantage in shots. Rory McGivin, he gets his first win of the season, stopping 18 of the 20 shots he faced to get the big win for the young man as we get to celebrate a River Kings winner. Trace Wiles, he only played the first period where he made 16 saves on 22 shots faced. Then in comes Leonard Kritzman as he played the second and third periods. Now, still unfortunately for him, it was not enough as River Kings controlled things and got the job done to get through the night. So again, this is the last time Rapids will be playing on the home ice in the year 2024 as they got 2 games coming up in Hudson next weekend to wrap things up for this calendar year. But don't worry, my friends. River Kings will be back in action on January 3rd and 4th back here at the Southwood County Recreation Center when they host Steele County in some more North Division play. So, but last moments here before you get to join the team in a celebration?
Yeah, well, I mean, great 2 games for us. Big weekend. And, I think it's a great game to finish at home for the year. And, Merry Christmas to everyone, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, not a problem, man. It was great to work with you. I hope you have safe travels and get to spend some great time with your friends and family there. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hopefully see you back in January.
Oh, definitely. Thank you very much.
Well, that comes to an end for the broadcast tonight, everybody. I want to thank everybody up here. Jacob, of course. Then Zach, Art, Matt, Seth back in the studio. Wonderful job, as always. Drive safe out there, everybody. I know the roads aren't necessarily the best. Be safe out there. That's the most important thing. So, everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year again. My name's Mike Comer. Thanks for joining us tonight on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. But you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the West Coast. seven ball I'm out in Vegas, blowing every dollar I've made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. Tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy, yeah. Just don't tell them I'm gone crazy, and I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to.
At 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Traffic horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system, I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trust. gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shot.
CBS News Brief. States being bombarded with reports of mysterious drones have had enough. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith is pushing for legislation that would allow local authorities to take action.
I've written Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin asking the Pentagon to authorize the use of force to down one or more of these unmanned threats to uncover the mystery.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Jordan today meeting with Arab leaders about the future of Syria under its new rebel leadership.
We strongly support the Korean people. We strongly support the Ironclad Alliance that joins our two countries together, and it's done so much over the last few years.
An appeals court has pushed TikTok a step closer to being banned in the U.S. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
The company's a behemoth, an estimated 170 million American users. But Congress passed a law requiring TikTok's sale, worried the app's owner has ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue tonight for areas of rain, snow, and freezing rain. Temps stay steady in the low to mid-30s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow, some areas of fog, but warmer. Highs into the upper 30s. And near 40 and mostly cloudy Monday. Right now it's 31.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you. Hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll
lot longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I'll
from Miss Ball and Chain.
I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Too. just like most. Some days I'm headed in the right direction, and some days I ain't even close. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Yeah, I always love the highway. I just don't run it as fast. Sometimes I just don't get it as wrong. I still go a little bit crazy sometimes, yeah, but now I don't stay near as long. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Still just a burn, burn, burning man. Just a burn.
Find myself in the Joshua tree.
If we pass in the night, then just hand me a light and tell me you burn just like me. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man, still just a burn, burn, burning man, just a burning
hung where you can see. Some kisser once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you gay, can't you weep the boys the same old thing. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your hand. Yeah, I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you gay, can't you breathe the boys the same old thing. Can't you get back to my place? But then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch you out and catch your name. Can't you spark and start a flame? When you're smiling, I can't help myself. Trying to feel this. I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch your buzz, catch your game, catch your with the boys, same old thing, catch your cab back to my place. But then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch your eye, catch your name, catch your spark and start a flame. The way you smile and I
from a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone. First name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last.
Stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time, always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please. Thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pick up line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come true,
popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line always stay humble and kind.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.